It's a terrible irony that just as the epidemic is waning, with numbers far below the peak last spring, the warnings have come true. A newborn baby has died. Jeff Duchin is chief of epidemiology for Public Health Seattle and King County.
The baby had got home, and we believe that it was exposed to someone with unrecognized pertussis, got infected, and then developed complications and died.
The newborn was less than 2 months old, meaning it was too young to get vaccinated against whooping cough. Protecting those babies is one reason a booster shot is recommended for adults and older children. And a new strategy involves vaccinating pregnant women.
By vaccinating the mom, she produces high levels of antibodies. When they get transferred to the baby, and the baby's born with good antibody protection.
Those antibodies fight off infections. The Federal Advisory Group on Vaccines recently announced this is the best way to protect newborns. The pertussis booster must be given in the final months of pregnancy, or the benefits will wear off too soon. The recommendation is so new, many doctors may not be aware of it. The epidemic in Washington this year has led to nearly 5,000 infections. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.